to Words of Freedom this February 9th, 2009. This is George Flynn. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, KRFC Come Together. We have a wonderful interview this evening. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event at the Tatted Cover Bookstore down in Lodo in Denver with architect, San Francisco Bay Area architect Richard Gage, AIA, a wonderful, knowledgeable man who's extremely important in the 9/11 truth movement and is making a tremendous impact on our country and this important issue. We also will be joined in the studio with, in regard to this topic, by Fran Schur, who's the co-founder of the Colorado 9/11 Visibility Organization. Before I jump into that, though, if I may, I know our listeners are always concerned to know when Bill and Tammy Jenkins of the Natural Health Center of the Rockies are offering their health seminars. These are open to the public. And they do have a couple coming up, and I do appreciate the emails and feedback I've gotten during the last year or two when folks have gone out and enjoyed these and learned so much. They're going to be doing one on February 11th, this Wednesday, at 7 p.m. at their offices right here in Fort Collins, on getting to the root of the solution, learning disabilities, ADHD, behavior problems, pointing out that there are natural, healthy approaches to controlling behaviors without resorting to drugs. It's going to be a very good and in-depth seminar, again, open to the public. They're right here, just right down the road at 373 West Drake Road, Suite 5. Dr. Bill Jenkins and registered nurse Tammy, who are very, very accomplished, have been here in Fort Collins for quite a number of years, worked for many years through the Poudre Valley Health System, and also I've been guests here on Words of Freedom on a number of occasions. On the 25th, they're going to be having another one on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on the keys to optimal nutrition and health, exploring in-depth healthy foods, whole food versus synthetic vitamins, developing a strong immune system, and going back to the basics. So you might want to check out their website, naturalhealthcenteroftherockies.com, naturalhealthcenteroftherockies.com. All the information's there. If you're not on the web and you just want to give them a holler and ask them what these seminars are all about, or maybe you have a specific question, I'm sure they'd be glad to talk to any of our listeners and supporters here at KRFC. You can give them a call at 970-225-6900. Bill and Tammy Jenkins, Natural Health Center of the Rockies. Back to our important discussion this evening. There is a very important organization in our country right now, Architects and Engineers of 9/11 Truth. One of the gentlemen who is the predominantly the founding member is Richard Gage. He is a San Francisco Bay architect, AIA. He's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. His information, the basic information, as I chat here with you, is on our website, wordsoffreedom.com. Wordsoffreedom.com, of course, if you're driving, you could just sort of make a mental note of that. You could go to our website and read some of the info and just click right on through to his website, which is ae911truth.org, ae911truth.org. Richards, as I said, is the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's been a practicing architect for 20 years now. He's worked on most types of building construction, including numerous fireproof steel frame buildings. He's employed with the San Francisco Bay Area architectural firm and has most recently performed construction administration services for a new $120 million high school campus, including a $10 million steel-framed gymnasium. Most recently, he worked on the design development for a very large mixed-use urban project with 1.2 million square foot of retail and 320,000 square feet of mid-rise office space, altogether about 1,200 tons of steel framing. So the gentleman knows from whence he speaks, and so we are eager to hear his opinions. Richard became interested in the 9/11 World Trade Center high-rise collapses after he heard of the startling conclusions of a reluctant 9/11 researcher, a gentleman who's been a guest on our show here on Words of Freedom several times, the wonderful theologian and great author David Ray Griffin. He was on the radio in 2006 when Richard caught the interview with him, and that caused Richard to launch his own unyielding quest for 9/11 truth. We also, as I said, have in the studio with us Fran Schur, who is one of the founders of the Colorado 9/11 Visibility Project. I want to welcome both of you to Words of Freedom.
Thank you very much, George, and hello, Fran.
Hi, Richard. We're thrilled to have you come. We're just so excited about it.
Well, we dragged Fran in here. She's traveled some distance to be with us, and we really appreciate it because the Colorado 9/11 Visibility Organization are the folks who are bringing Richard in. He's going to be speaking right here in the Front Range on Friday, February 13th at 7 p.m. at the Tattered Cover Bookstore down in Lodo at 1628 16th Street. That's in Wine Coop down in Denver. We do appreciate this tremendous effort that all these folks have put into this. The natural question for all of us to ask, and I'm sure you've given near 100 seminars and presentations, if I'm not mistaken, Richard, haven't you?
Yes.
I know you're tired of hearing the same question of how did you get into this, but your organization is so important, and I hope our listeners perhaps catch the vision of what you're doing. But you're not only, like so many important organizations, educating the public on some of the darkest unanswered questions regarding this terrible event, but you are reaching a very special audience as well, in addition to the public, and that is your fellow architects and engineers. And if I'm not mistaken, now I think you have close to 600 members. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. And they're all demanding a new investigation of these three high-rise collapses on 9/11, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you why.
Well, perhaps, if you don't mind, that would be a great place to wade in, maybe to share your thoughts and the activities and the concerns that are shared amongst you and your fellow professionals.
Well, at first, we have incredulity, of course, like myself, when 2.5 years ago, I heard on the radio for the first time David Ray Griffin was being interviewed. He's a theologian who has written now 6 books on the subject of 9/11 and how the 9/11 Commission report omitted and distorted many aspects of 9/11. We just did not get at the truth. Well, when it comes to the buildings, which they didn't really touch on very well at all, particularly the third worst structural failure in modern history, Building 7,
yes.
This 47-story skyscraper that collapsed into its own footprint at free-fall speed for the first part of it on 9/11, the afternoon after being hit by some of this debris from the Twin Tower, the North Tower.
Yes. I actually have been following the event since the day it happened, and very concerned and pretty much riveted to this issue. And yet, even for myself, I didn't see the images and become aware of Building 7 for some time. And I remember the first time I saw those horrific videotape images from the different news services. It was shocking because it was so, so very clear that we were looking at a very unnatural event.
Well put. All three events, in fact, were very unnatural. Fires, we're told that fires and jet plane impacts, in the case of the Twin Towers, brought these buildings down. But what fires do is they move from place to place in a building every 20 minutes or so. That's all the fuel that's available for them. So it's a very organic process.
Yes.
So when a building does come down due to fire damage, and we've had over 100 examples of high-rise fires, and not one of them has ever collapsed due to fire, but say in a wood frame building, it falls over. It's the path of least resistance. It doesn't go straight down through, in this case, 40,000 or 80,000 tons of structural steel at free fall speed almost to collapse. It's ludicrous.
Incredible. When was the first time, Fran Schur, when was the first time you saw those images of building number 7 coming down?
You know, I don't remember about building number 7. I saw the towers come down
right
on the day of 9/11.
Right.
Building 7 I saw later. And I knew nothing about engineering or collapses of buildings. And I had no idea. Nothing dawned on me at that time that anything was wrong, really, about the collapse of the buildings. It had to come through studying and reading. And then once I did hear, though, and see that those buildings, the Twin Towers, came down at nearly free fall speed, mm-hmm. and number 7 came down at free fall speed, common sense told me that there was something wrong here.
Yes.
It's just common sense. And then I learned that the physics backed up that common sense.
One of the most, on another note connected to the same thought, was the, I remember the first time I saw in one of the documentaries, in the early documentaries that were being done, the footage of the BBC reporter who's standing there telling us that the building has collapsed, and behind her stands the building. In the background, it was, how long was it before the building actually collapsed that she was making that announcement, Richard?
20 minutes before the building collapsed at 5:20. At 5 o'clock, the BBC announces the collapse of the building. Now, they apologize for this grievous error, citing the confusing events of the day. Mm-hmm. Does that make them psychic? In fact, the CNN announces that the firemen came by and announced the collapse of a 50-story building, which could only refer to this building number 7, which is 47 stories, at 10:45 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the second premonition of this building's collapse, when no high-rise building had collapsed due to fire before, of course, except the Twin Towers, which came down, which we'll get to that morning earlier. Well, if the Building 7 had come down at that time, 10:45 in the morning, it would have come down under the cover of all of the debris and the pulverized concrete in the air from the two Twin Towers. And people wouldn't even have videos, probably, to watch it.
Right. You know,
so maybe it came down late, you know. Maybe the button didn't go off when they pushed it or something.
You know, as we talk about this, what I feel is a pivotal issue, because the ramifications of the truth of this issue go far beyond almost all our concerns politically and culturally. The ramifications of the scope of this event, how it could be perpetrated, how it could be carried off, how it could be covered up, go beyond most of our concerns in daily discussions and banter in the news of this political party or that, or this social issue or that social issue, whatever. This is such a vast event with such dark overtones of what it means for all of us. And I'm sure in our wonderful KRFC audience that there may be folks who come at this from many different perspectives, some who are not familiar with it at all, others at the other end of the spectrum have been studying it for a long time, and maybe a bunch of folks who are kind of in the middle who are trying to sort it out and figure out, is there some truth in here, and what should I look at, what should I be concerned with, and how do I evaluate if this really is an issue that I should be focusing on. As we talk to this wide range of people, you are dealing not only with the public, like we said, but you're dealing also with your fellow architects and engineers through Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and have now, as we said at the beginning, nearly 600 members who are calling for a new investigation based on the facts and the anomalies of what's happened on that day. What are some of the issues and those facts that you find your fellow architects and engineers are confounded by and it catches and hooks them into this important issue?
Well, first of all, whatever portion of this evidence that they see or hear, it almost universally captures the agreement of the architects and engineers, because they're trained logically. They understand the laws of physics, the laws of conservation of momentum. They understand that a building can't collapse at free fall speed and crush 40,000 tons of structural steel. Mm-hmm. It's just intuitive. And we've all seen the old hotels come down in Las Vegas. The structure has to be removed floor by floor, synchronistically timed, each of the core columns within a tenth of a second of each other, in order to facilitate a building to come down at free fall speed. So when the architects and engineers see that, 95% of them agree with us, and they sign our petition. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, not all of them go out and are angry enough to spread the word, because this implies that there's a conspiracy of sorts that is different than the official conspiracy theory right. about the 19 hijackers, because these are very highly secure buildings that, you know, fundamentalist Muslim hijackers or anyone else could not get access to
right.
without being on the inside.
It takes a tremendous amount of work and planning and engineering in and of itself to pull off a controlled demolition. Am I correct?
Yes, and in fact, people wonder, well, how could they've gotten these explosives planted without anyone knowing? And in the case of Building 7, there's 100 feet of free fall of this building, vertical free fall for 100 feet in the lower floors. And if you had the lobby wired, which you had access to, no tenants in the lobby for the first, I think, three floors, and then the fifth and sixth floor, which were mechanical floors, you take out those and you've got your 100 feet of free fall. You don't need you don't have to worry about occupants of the buildings.
Right.
The biggest problem, though, that presents another smoking gun to the official story is the chemical evidence of incendiaries in the several tons of molten metal seen by first responders and structural engineers and many others, flowing like lava, they say. Molten iron is what it turns out to be, and with the chemical evidence of thermite in it, this incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter.
Yes.
It has iron, aluminum, manganese, fluorine. This is the chemical ingredients, the byproducts of thermite. Molten iron is the byproduct of thermite. And fires cannot produce, office fires cannot produce molten iron. Jet fuel can't produce molten iron. 12 to 1400 degrees is the hottest office fires get, or jet fuel for that matter, when it burns. But steel doesn't even begin to melt until 2700 degrees or so. So we're missing twice the amount of heat energy required. Where did it come from? Thermite gets to be about 4000 degrees with its byproduct, which is molten iron.
Wow. If you're just tuning in to Words of Freedom this evening on KRFC Fort Collins, we're talking with Richard Gage, AIA. He's a San Francisco Bay Area architect and the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, a very important organization that is impacting this issue on many levels. They have about almost 600 members now, architects and engineers who have looked at the issues, the facts, the unanswered questions, and are now have signed on the dotted line calling for a new investigation to get at the truth of this terrible, terrible event. He's going to be speaking here on the Front Range, virtually in our backyards. We're very appreciative. We feel very fortunate. He's going to be down at the Tattered Cover Bookstore, which I'm sure many of our listeners know well, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place. It's going to be Friday, February 13th, just a few days away at 7 p.m. That's down in Lodo, down at 1628 16th Street, Wine Coop in Denver. There is a small donation suggested at the door, and also books and videotapes and things are available there for further self-education or perhaps to give to others. It's going to be a tremendous event. The people who are putting this on are the important group that we're very privileged to know and have worked with for some time, the Colorado 9/11 Visibility Organization. Co-founder Fran Schur is here in the studio with me, integrally involved in bringing Richard Gage in. What thoughts, as we move into the last, I'm looking at the clock, we've got 10 minutes left, believe it or not, as we move into the last 10 minutes, Fran, what thoughts or questions did you want to chat with or encourage Richard Gage to touch on?
Well, I want to cover, first of all, since you covered where the event is going to be, is that people can go to our website
yes.
and register for the event. And we do expect to sell out. So I really
There is limited space there.
There is limited space at the Tattered Cover in Lodo. And I so if you go to Colorado911visibility.org, you can go ahead and get your tickets and register early. And And I just highly recommend that you do this. We brought Richard last September to Denver. He
yes.
spoke in the Tech Center. We had 350 people come to that event. He kept that whole audience spellbound, glued to their seats for about 2.5 hours, talking about this technical information, which both lay people and professional people can understand. We had 50 hardcore skeptics in that audience who didn't believe the alternative theory of controlled demolition. And at the end of the event, when people left, we only had 2 skeptics left in the audience.
Goodness.
And we had excellent questions from those people. And Richard makes everyone feel very comfortable. We really highly recommend that people, especially if you're skeptics and have an open mind, that you come to this event. You will be made very comfortable. You'd be treated with great respect. And so I just want to mention that.
Excellent
as
input.
Well.
And I would, if I may add the quick little thought, that it's a great opportunity for those of us who are already concerned with this issue to bring somebody who's kind of just beginning to learn about it, or is a little,
yes.
as you say, skeptical, or would like to learn more and would like to get some real hardcore information, some nuts and bolts type of information, as opposed to theories or, you know, postulating.
Absolutely.
So, Richard Gage, if you maybe could touch on some of the things that you, I know I'm only giving you 7 minutes, so maybe just some thoughts of some of the things that you feel are important for you to be sharing when you will be down at the Tattered Cover this Friday evening at 7 p.m.
You bet. We're going to cover a whole lot of material, of course, in 2 hours, but in case people can't come on Friday night, be sure to go to our website and check it out. There's a DVD there that has all of this material that can be purchased and looked at. And then the evidence also is on the website AE911Truth.org, standing for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So that's AE911Truth.org. And what you'll see is a list of at least 14 items relative to the Twin Towers that I want to cover really quickly, because these buildings collapsed at very near freefall. 10 to 12 seconds, they were gone through the path of greatest resistance, or what was the greatest resistance, 80,000 tons of structural steel. Now, we'd expect in a gravitational collapse, because we're told the plane impacts took out some columns and there was a big explosion and a fire, and this gravitational collapse with this 15-story pile driver, in the case of the North Tower, pushing the rest of the building down at almost free fall speed. Well, the problem is that we would expect to see a whole bunch of floors at the bottom of this pile. And what we see is not one floor survives this. I mean, we have 110 floors, each an acre in size, and yet we don't have one down at the bottom. Everything has been systematically pulverized into these huge clouds of concrete. There's 10,000 file cabinets that are missing, for instance. There's no floor trusses, no metal decking found at the bottom, just a pile that's maybe 2-3 stories high with structural steel and aluminum cladding and other types of things, but the floors are missing. So we have this symmetrical damage all the way down to the bottom, very man-made, engineered, as you say, George, even though we have asymmetrical damage from the planes and the fires. We have explosions and flashes heard by over 118 first responders, none of whom, none of whose testimony made it into the 9/11 Commission report. In fact, we didn't even know about this, the public, until August of 2005. We have the ejection at 55 miles an hour, instant acceleration out of the side of the Twin Towers of these 4 and 20-ton perimeter steel beams landing 600 feet away.
My goodness.
This defies the laws of physics for a gravitational collapse. We have also the complete destruction of this building. No portion of it is left standing except for these shards of perimeter wall units found. And in all of this massive dust which blanketed lower Manhattan, all of it, we have billions of tiny, previously molten microspheres found by everybody who's looked at the dust. And most people have no idea, scientists have no idea how they could have gotten there. Well, the byproduct of thermite, as I mentioned, is molten iron. In an explosive condition, it atomizes. And liquid, when it's atomized, forms itself into spheres. That's what raindrops are. You spray a bottle, it forms itself into tens of thousands of little spheres. Well, these cool, and they drop, and they form, and the only explanation for them, the only possible explanation, is aluminothermic reactions, i.e. thermite, under explosive conditions.
Right.
And they have the chemical evidence of thermite in them as well.
Amazing. Let's reiterate for our listeners before we do run out of the last few minutes here that we're speaking with San Francisco Bay Area architect and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, AIA. Very gifted, knowledgeable man at the cutting edge of this important issue. He's the founding member of this dynamic organization, and he has now nearly 600 fellow architects and engineers that have been educated, informed, made aware of these important issues, and have become so committed to a search for the truth that they have put their names on record in calling for a new investigation of these terrible events of 9/11. He's going to be speaking down at the Tatted Cover Bookstore in just a few days on Friday at 7 p.m., February 13th. That's down in Lodo. They're at 1628 16th Street for those who have their little Google machines and map things in their cars. I've got to get one of them for myself. You can't get lost anymore with those. But it's pretty easy to find. It's a wonderful, beautiful facility. I'm sure many of our listeners are devoted fans of that particular wonderful bookstore. He'll be there speaking for a couple hours on these important issues. There is a small donation requested about books and videos, and things are also available there. But you can also find out a wealth of information, as Richard mentioned earlier, if you are going to be unable to attend. You can go to their website, which is simply AE911truth.org, AE911truth.org. Or if you have Words of Freedom already bookmarked, if you're driving your car and we don't want you to start trying to scribble while you're driving, then piece of paper, just go to Words of Freedom. The basic information is there, and you can see the date, the time, the place, and also you can link right on through to event flyer is available. It has all the folks who are instrumental in brought on 911visibility.org. This is the second time they've brought him in the last 2 years. And we're so thankful. Fran, co-founder of organizations, to chat. Do you have any last thoughts or notes you want to share in our last about minute and a half? Fran, I'm sorry to give you so little time.
Yeah, I just encourage people think about why 9/11 is important. It's the engine that drives still our foreign policy, even mm-hmm. in the Obama administration. Also, as you do your own research, be aware that there are some ridiculous theories out there, and we recommend for your best portal to do your own research is 911truth.org. Also, mm-hmm. patriotsquestion911.com. You'll see the many people, intelligence professionals, military professionals who recommend a new investigation into 9/11. I just recommend you come. Richard said, brings only facts and documented evidence. There are no unsubstantiated speculation going on with Richard.
Absolutely. Thank you, Fran Schur, Colorado. 911visibility.org is their website. A lot of links are there, as she was referring to. You can follow through. Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, thank you so much for your time today and for your willingness to be committed to this important, important issue. I realize the tremendous amount of time and energy you've expended speaking across the country and Canada and in Europe, you're a very special man. We appreciate your commitment and your knowledge and your talent, sir.
Thank you, George. I'm honored by those comments. I appreciate it very much.
This is George Flynn and the crew here at KRFC Fort Collins and Words of Freedom saying thanks for listening. Visibility.org is their website. A lot of links are there. As she was referring to, you can follow through. Richard Gage